Support for Hawaii Public Radio comes from Achieve 3000, partnering with parents and educators in Hawaii to strengthen the connection between school and home with tools to help monitor students' gains. Achieve3000.com/Hawaii Parents.
The 9/11 attack introduced a new word into the language, Islamophobia, and suddenly Muslims of all persuasions were subject to suspicion, unreasoning hatred, and worse. Ayad Akhtar's play Disgraced, which is being given its Hawaii premiere by the Actors Group, asks us to consider our own prejudices and consider in all its complexity a social issue that is too often oversimplified. Ronald Heller is the director, and he's with us in our studio. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for asking me.
There are a lot of ambiguities in this play, obviously, because this is not simply, you know, somebody who is a practicing Muslim having difficulties in American society. He's a very assimilated person of Muslim descent, right?
Right. Amir, the central character, announces early in the play that he's an apostate, that he has abandoned his Muslim religion. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he has attitudes and beliefs and feelings that, you know, he grew up with, things he learned as a child that it's very hard for him to get over.
Sure. Which could apply to anyone who grew up in any kind of strong religious tradition, couldn't it?
Sure. I think that's one of the central themes of the play, is that we all have attitudes and values and beliefs that we absorbed unconsciously before we were even old enough to do any critical thinking about mm-hmm. them.
And the fact that he's not a practicing Muslim or even a believer doesn't cut much ice in his environment. He's still seen as one no matter what he does, right?
Right. That's kind of the central irony of the play, is that although he has announced that he's abandoning this heritage, everybody perceives him in a certain way because of how he looks and because of his background.
And so that becomes something that he has difficulty wriggling out of, doesn't it?
Right. And one of the things in the play that's difficult sometimes is that Amir is trying so hard to fit in as a mainstream American that he himself makes negative comments about Muslims and about their worldview, about the things they believe and the way they act and so forth. Mm-hmm. And the play has been criticized as being anti-Muslim because of some of the things that Amir says mm-hmm. as a character who was raised Muslim. But the reason he says those things is because he is trying so hard to fit into white America.
Which could also apply to persons of other cultural persuasions, you know, who get into that kind of self-loathing as a response to societal pressures, yeah?
Right. Yeah, it's not necessarily unique to Muslims. In fact, the playwright Ayad Akhtar wrote in an interview one time that, you know, any group that comes to another country, whether it be, you know, Irish Americans or Jewish Americans or whatever, go through a kind of a process of deciding what parts of their heritage to hold on to and what parts to let go of.
Mm-hmm. Often with a rejection that's can get pretty virulent.
Right. Right. And that struggle can be extremely difficult on both sides, both for the members of that community and for the public dealing with them.
So Amir is his name, the central character. He's a successful Manhattan East Side dwelling attorney. He's not, he's pretty well assimilated in the, you know, moved his way up a corporate ladder. He's in a law firm in Manhattan. He's doing pretty well for himself.
Yeah, in a money-making sense, sure. He's a corporate lawyer in a big firm doing well. He's got a nice apartment on the Upper East Side. All the material elements of success are there for him.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, he's still struggling with some of these issues about his heritage and where he really fits into American society.
By the time a corporate lawyer in that environment reaches 40, which is roughly his age, yeah, mm-hmm. he starts wondering, and people start wondering about him if he's going to make partner, right? That's the next step up that ladder.
Yes, in fact, that's an important theme in the play, is that Amir, at the beginning, is thinking about becoming a partner in the law firm. He's not there yet, mm-hmm. but he's thinking that it's going to happen. And then, you know, as the play goes on, he has to deal with, you know, the fact that he is 40 and he hasn't made it yet.
Mm-hmm. Who are some of the other characters who he's interacting with?
Well, there's his wife, Emily, who is a white American woman. They deal with their, well, Amir's nephew, Abe, who is also of Pakistani descent.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a couple of friends, Isaac and Jory, who come over to visit during the show. Isaac is a curator at the Whitney Museum, white and Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife, Jory, is another corporate lawyer in the same firm where Amir works. And there's a certain element of the law firm politics that kind of gets pulled into that relationship between Amir and Jory.
Mm-hmm. And yet they're living that sort of elegant East Side dinner and cocktail party life, aren't they?
Yes, definitely. They're both successful, you know, in terms of making good money, having good career potential.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, as the play goes on, we see the different directions that Amir and Jory are headed in.
Is everyone involved sort of that kind of, you know, East Coast liberal persuasion?
Well,
or trying to be?
Yeah. Well, interesting that you say liberal persuasion, because Jory is not necessarily a liberal at all. She's a black woman who, in her own words, has climbed out of the ghetto,
mm-hmm.
And has a more conservative political viewpoint, actually, than most of the other characters.
Mm-hmm. Might be considered representative of the black bourgeoisie, if you will.
You could certainly say that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't sound as if anyone's values can be that easily identified by how they look in this play.
No, and in fact, there's a lot of fluidity in kind of who is the hero and who is the villain at any given moment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody has the moral high ground throughout the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
There are moments when we might identify with one person and kind of think they're in the right, and then, you know, a few minutes later, we might think somebody else is the one who's on the right side of whatever issue they're talking about.
That poses some challenges for you as the director, doesn't it? You know, sort of making sure the actors know where they're at every point in the play.
Right, and I've been lucky enough to have a great cast to work with. All of the actors are experienced, talented, great people to work with. And we spent some time at the beginning of the rehearsal process doing what we call table work, that is, talking through the ideas behind the show,
mm-hmm.
before we get into the actual lines in the play. And had some very interesting discussions about, you know, people's viewpoints and where they were coming from on some of these issues.
I can only imagine. Thanks very much for talking with us, Ron. I appreciate you coming in.
Thanks again for asking me.
Ronald Heller is the director of Disgraced by Ayad Akhtar, which opens Thursday and runs through May 25th at the Actors Group Theater.